All right. Case number RZ2025-024, Bridger Hardy. The subject property is located at 155 Ruby's Rest, Reed Springs, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 34, Township 24, and Range 22. Request. The Hardys, or I guess this is an LLC I was told, so... Bridger Hardy LLC is seeking a planning commission recommendation for the county commission to approve a zoning request of one parcel number 06-8.0-34-000-000-006.004 located at 155 Ruby's Rest, Reed Springs, Missouri. The existing property is R1 single family residential district. The zoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental. Little description, the property is on approximately 1.25 acres. It has a well for water and it has on site for wastewater. Does have a little history on this one too. On December 13th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission denied a CUP for a single-family home for nightly rental use requested by the Hardy, by Bridger Hardy, based on the nightly rental use operating characteristics not consistent with surrounding R1 parcels. On February 16, 2022, the Taney County Board of Adjustment approved the permit, overturning the denial and allowing the request. On April 13, 2025, a commercial building pit permit was issued. So let me give you a little more on this one. Okay, so we got 248 right here, and this is 160. It's where they come together. Remember, we had the tower right here last month?
Yeah.
So right down there, almost out of the county, there's the county line. Just kick off down through this way, and property's right down here. Going down that road a little closer, you can see it's kind of this little neighborhood down. It's actually this kind of little neighborhood down here on the end. A little distorted, but once again, kind of comes in the center. It's kind of a fork. You've got one this way and some homes behind them, and then right in the center. As you can tell where the water's coming, it's a big valley, so hill, and a big valley in the center. They've got some nightly rental over here. I think it's bed and breakfast, I was told. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it's bed and breakfast.
Of course, this is all R1, and you know they got that use based on they overturned your guys' decision. There's a picture of the front of the home. There's kind of a side shot I got of it. And another shot of it. You can see the other homes back in there. This is the history. I don't know if you guys want to read it. I kind of read it to you, but you're more welcome to. That I'll bring up the applicant and have them introduce themselves.
Good evening.
I'm Andrew Battaglia, and I am just here to represent Hardy Bridger. I think that he kind of explained this property has been used since 2023 as a nightly rental under a conditional use permit, and it's been a great property for these folks, people love it. It's on a private road that's maintained by the property owners on that road. It has its own well and septic that is shared by the property's only on the private road there. The property was designed for a nightly rental. It doesn't have a garage. It's not for, you know, living in. It's very secluded. Across the street, like the gentleman said, there's a bed and breakfast that's, you know, NR3, and that runs all the time. All of the surrounding lots of this property are owned by the owners of the entity of this property that touch the property. The only thing that isn't is the road on the other side of the property. It's a very large lot. It's a very small cabin. There's never been a complaint, one, in the last 2.5 years that they've been running this. Not a complaint by anybody, no other properties, no issues. And it's a very similar situation to the folks that were here before me. You know, these folks have a lot of family out in Utah, and they want to have the ability to be able to transfer this to somebody who wants to continue on with the exact same thing as a nightly rental. So they're not asking for C2, they're not asking for C1. They just want to be able to continue to use it as it's been being used. And, you know, all the this property is owned by the same family, so is this property, the property across the street, this property here. And this road is private, and it's maintained by just the property owners. So
they own the bed and breakfast as well?
The family, yeah, family members own the bed and breakfast. Correct. Yeah, there's also rights for the cabin to be able to use the pond, so they have conditional use. They have, you know, rights to use the pond. It's, you know, it's quiet. It's not a big property. There's not, you know, property where a bunch of bachelors are going to go and party. It's only one bed with a loft. So it's very, very small. It's quiet.
So if it got rezoned NR1, could they build additional homes on that lot?
If they were single family, the acreage, possibly, let me see. It's septic, right, on site?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
No, it's a legal non-standard lot now.
So it has to stay the way it is.
And we're only talking that lot, not the adjacent lots?
That's correct.
Did you guys come in to speak on behalf of this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you sign up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
We were waiting to be called in. We didn't know we...
Yeah. That's never happened in all the years I've been here. Just so you're aware. So because of that, I'm going to allow a few of you to sign in, but you should have come in and signed in before the meeting started. The time was posted as 6 p.m. as the start time, so you all should have been here. Okay, yeah, but whoever's going to speak needs to come sign up. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat, and we'll let them come up, and then you can answer any questions or rebuttals to that. I wondered what they were doing out there all this time. I almost had Presley go ask them what they were doing. Yeah.
What's that subdivision across the hollow?
It's right over here?
Yeah.
That would increase the density. Yeah, you could do more.
If what?
If they serve the line right over there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay.
That's being built or probably online now.
Once you get that sewer, you know, you can build a house under 8,000 square feet instead of every 2,000.
That's Emory Creek.
2 acres.
Across 248.
No,
Emory Creek, this is not?
No, it's Embry Creek subdivision.
This is not Embry Creek subdivision.
No, it's on over.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, I know that.
What we're saying is if sewer got pulled over that way, you could build more lots. Okay, who's, do you guys have a game plan? Who's going to go first?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Just so you're aware, we did do a motion for a four-minute time limit. So you got, who's going to start the clock at 4 minutes?
Okay.
Your name?
Hi, I'm Patricia Bauman. I'm at 1112 Hampton Road. And our neighborhood is a quiet residential area with a mixture of homes and people. We all moved and built here for the peaceful country setting that it provides. Had we wanted to live in the middle of the tourist industry, we would have settled elsewhere. We did not build our neighborhood in the midst of the tourist industry and then decide to complain about it. We built our neighborhood out in the country and only want to preserve our chosen lifestyle. However, other parties would destroy that by imposing the tourist industry on us. We have several new residents with children that have bought homes here, and most of those children riding the school bus. That bus stop is right at the entrance of Ruby's Rest. And I have a picture of the entrance and where these kids stand. And there are cars coming out of there all hours of the day. They don't stop. There's been several accidents there. And again, the constant change of renters make it very difficult to monitor who is around our children. So for us, this is very concerning due to the safety of our children. Now, I have one other thing from another neighbor that couldn't be here. Can I read that real quick?
Sure.
It's from Chris and Christy Henderson. We, Chris and Christy Henderson, at 1199 Hampton Road, since 2006, are opposed to this rezoning, as we have been for the last 5 years. The compatibility issues have been proven to be detrimental to our neighborhood time and time again. The other issue is that if they get this nightly rental rezoned, where does it stop? We tried to sell our home a few years ago and could have gotten an extra $150,000 if we could get it rezoned for nightly rentals. We chose to stay in our home. This is a neighborhood, something this development seems to always ignore. He always speaks of his income, his money. Well, our money matters too. I see a domino effect. If this nightly rental is approved to an NR1, our neighborhood deserves protection to stay safe, quiet, beautiful place. So many have raised their children. We ask the board to protect us again. And that was from Chris and Christy Henderson.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where is your house?
I'm on Hampton Road. So as you go up, the second house, right there.
And the one, the lady you just read for?
Christy is down here on Hampton.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Next.
My name's Ben Lee Carr. I teach at Branson Schools. I have the last 17 years. We moved 2 years ago from Ozark because my wife's a counselor at school now. We live at 175 Live Oak Lane right here. So even though, I mean, looks a little ways away, we sitting out on our back deck several times by ourselves with company. you can hear the nightly rental. It's not so quiet depending on who's staying there.